Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor, Saturday the 27th of January. And I'm not a football fan, actually. And for those, if you're listening in the US, a soccer fan, not really a football fan anymore. It doesn't really excite me. But last night, I actually watched 45 minutes of a football game. It's the FA Cup. It was between a team I have a lot of affection for because I grew up very near them, a team called Yeovil Town. And they were playing Manchester United. And I watched the second half and a bit of the first half. And it just struck me again about the football team. Now, I haven't watched football for a long time and I haven't even watched the commentators. And it was really interesting to see Alan Shearer, Ian Wright. I nearly said Steve Wright. Ian Wright and Gary Lineker. And I thought, first of all, oh, my God, I am getting old. Because these guys are looking a bit older these days. And when you don't watch it for a while, you really catch up and realise perhaps I'm getting older as well, which I certainly am. But what struck me about the game, what was really interesting, I thought, apart from Mourinho, who obviously is the manager of Man United now, I really didn't know many of the players. In fact, I didn't know any of them apart from Sanchez. But I didn't know that team. And it got me thinking again about creating a winning team and what it takes to create a winning team. And I was thinking about this morning after I went to a recruitment business owners event yesterday for over 40, 50 business owners who are all having the same challenges, the same opportunities, working in recruitment. And it's all around creating a winning team. And what Man United obviously do successfully, and of course Yeovil Town on some to the same degree, but not obviously at the scale Man United do, is that they've created a winning team and they've invested heavily. So they continue to invest in their top players. So they're training and developing those top players every single day. And they're continuing to invest in spotting and attracting good talent. Now that good talent may be coming from their competitors, maybe coming in from other parts of the world, maybe coming from the UK, maybe coming from Europe, but they won't care. They will find that top talent and they will find a way to bring them in. Or they're nurturing that top talent through their apprenticeship and graduate programs and all the rest of it that they do. And you know, they have got a slick process, a well-oiled machine, and you know, everything is on point. The investment in that business is unbelievable, but they've got a process, they've got a system that works, and they're probably constantly refining it. And that's what creates that winning team. Now, of course, you've seen dips where teams almost have a revolt, they have challenges, the manager goes. But at the end of the day, it's how do they create that ethos around everyone? It's almost do or die. You know, they will die for their badge, for their honor, for their club. And the team is much bigger than the one individual player. Now, that's really interesting, I thought, because I thought that's what creates a winning team. And I think that's really, really hard. And the people who have done that, my hat's off to them, because that creates success. And that's what, you know, we would all like to strive to. I certainly would, as I rebuild our own company. And what's quite interesting, over the last 18 months, 2 years, I've actually had less people, but in the last year, we've actually been more successful and created more success in our business. And I'm really excited by that. So I thought I'd share that with you because, you know, whether you're listening as an individual or you're working as part of a team or you're running a business, hopefully some of those things can help you think about, well, what does it mean to be part of a winning team? Or what do you need to do to put in place to create a winning team? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. If you've got any good tips or suggestions, please ring into the show. If you listen to this on Anchor, as always, you can just dial in and call, or I can call you if you reach out to me. If you're listening to this over on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence, download the app. Anchor's so much fun. It's great to share. You know, it's really good to read. It's amazing to watch video, but audio is where it's at. Look forward to speaking to you again.